This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong, where we transform pain into purpose and shadows into strength. I'm Angela Armstrong, and if you're joining us for the first time, this is episode 2 of our journey together towards empowerment and healing. Last week, we talked about understanding your cycle of pain, those patterns that keep us trapped in the shadows. Today, I want to address something that almost every person on a healing journey struggles with. Something that can make you feel like you're failing when you're actually succeeding. I'm talking about the nonlinear nature of healing. The fact that your journey doesn't look just straight line from pain to empowerment, but more like, well, a maze that goes any and every which way. If you've ever felt frustrated because you thought you were your past something only to find yourself triggered once again. If you've ever wondered why you can feel strong one day and completely overwhelmed the next. If you've ever felt like you're taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back, or sometimes even 3 steps back, this episode is definitely for you. Because what I'm going to share with you today might just change everything about how you view your healing process. I want to start today's episode by taking you to a morning about 6 years into my healing journey. I was sitting in my kitchen, the same kitchen where I had so many breakthroughs, where I'd written in my journal about my progress, where I'd celebrate those small victories. But this one particular morning, I was sobbing into my cup of tea. The day before, I'd had what I thought was a panic attack at work. Not a little anxiety, a full-blown, can't breathe, world is ending panic attack over something that rationally I knew wasn't a real threat. I remember thinking, what is wrong with me? I've been doing the work. I've been in therapy. I've read the books. I've done the exercises. And I thought I was healing. How can I still be having these panic attacks? I felt like such a failure. Like all the progress I thought I'd made was just an illusion. Like I was fundamentally broken and would never truly heal. Does that sound familiar? Here's what I didn't understand then, but I do understand it now. That panic attack wasn't evidence that I wasn't healing. It was actually evidence that I was healing, but it was in a way that I did not recognize yet. You see, I'd been thinking about healing like a climbing a mountain. Start at the bottom, work your way up, reach the top, and then you're done. Healed, fixed, complete. But healing isn't climbing a mountain. It's not like climbing a mountain. Healing is like navigating a maze. Think about the last time you were in a maze. Maybe a corn maze, you know, during Halloween time, they always come out with those, or fall, they always come out with those mazes, corn mazes. or one of those hedge mazes you see in movies. What's the experience like? You start walking, and at first you might feel confident. You pick a direction and then you go. But then you hit a dead end. So you backtrack and you try another path. Sometimes you feel like you're making progress, and then you're suddenly back where you started. Sometimes you can see the hedge over the walls of that hedge, and you get a glimpse of where it is that you're trying to go. But the path to get there is not clear. Sometimes you think that you're completely lost, only to turn a corner, and then you realize that you're closer to the exit than you actually thought. Sometimes you walk down a path that seems wrong, but it ends up being exactly the path that you needed to get to the next section. This is healing. This is exactly what healing looks like. But we've been sold this story by, well, meaning people, but by self-help culture, sometimes even by therapists, that healing should be linear. That if you're doing it right, you should see steady, consistent progress. That setbacks mean that you're doing something wrong. That's not just false, it's harmful. Because when we expect linear progress and we experience those natural ups and downs of healing, we add a layer of shame and self-judgment that actually slows down our healing process. Let me tell you why healing cannot be linear. First, trauma, it doesn't happen in layers. It happens in networks. Your brain doesn't store trauma in neat, organized files. It stores it in interconnected networks of memory, emotion, sensation, and belief. When you heal one part, it affects other parts in unpredictable ways. Second, healing happens on multiple levels simultaneously. You're not just healing emotionally, you're healing mentally, physically, spiritually, relationally. Progress in one area might temporarily destabilize another area while it integrates. Third, your system has its own wisdom timing. Sometimes your nervous system knows you're not ready to progress or process certain things. So what does it do? It protects you by keeping them locked away until you have more resources. When those things surface later, it's not regression. It's your system deciding that you're finally strong enough to handle them. I want to share a different metaphor with you. One that's been incredibly helpful for me and for my clients. Instead of thinking about healing as a straight line or even as a maze, I want you to think about it as a spiral staircase. Picture this. You're walking up a spiral staircase in a tower. As you walk, you keep passing those same windows, the same views. From the outside, it might look like you're going in circles, covering the same ground over and over, but you're not. Each time that you pass that window, you're at a higher level. The view might look similar, but you're seeing it from a different perspective. You have more wisdom, more tools, more resilience than you had the last time you were here. This is why you might find yourself dealing with the same triggers, the same patterns, the same fears multiple times on your healing journey. It's not because you're not making progress. It's because you're ready to heal that issue at a deeper level. That panic attack I had in my kitchen, I dealt with anxiety before, but this time I was strong enough to not just manage those systems. symptoms, sorry. I was ready to understand and heal the root cause of those problems. My system was saying, okay, Angela, you built enough stability and resources. Now we can go deeper. The first time that I dealt with my abandonment issues, I was just trying to survive them. The second time, I was learning to set boundaries around them. The third time, I was ready to understand where they came from and start healing them. The fourth time, I was able to help someone else who was struggling with those same issues. See, same issue, different level of the spiral. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Okay, Angela, I get that healing isn't linear, but that doesn't make it any less frustrating. How do I deal with the fact that this is going to take longer and be messier than I thought? I want to share with you some of the gifts that come with understanding and accepting the nonlinear nature of healing. The first gift is the permission to be human. When you stop expecting perfection from your healing process, you can stop expecting perfection from yourself. You can have bad days without it meaning you're failing. You can have those setbacks without it meaning that you're broken. Gift two, deeper, more lasting change. Quick fixes rarely last because they don't address the complexity of human experience. When you heal in a spiral, going deeper each time, the changes you make are more integrated and more permanent. Gift three, wisdom and compassion. Every time you navigate a challenging period in your healing, you develop wisdom and compassion, not only for yourself and for others who are struggling. This wisdom becomes part of your strength. Gift four, trust in your own process. When you stop trying to control the pace and path of your healing, you start trusting your own inner wisdom. You learn to listen to what your system needs instead of forcing what you think it should need. But the biggest gift, the gift of presence. When you're not constantly evaluating whether you're healing fast enough or correctly enough, you can actually be present to your life as it is happening to you. You can appreciate how far you've come instead of only focusing on how far you still have to go. So how do we practically navigate this maze? How do we maintain hope and momentum when the path is yet to be clear? There's three essential practices. Practice number one, patience as a radical act. In our instant gratification culture, patience feels almost revolutionary. But patience isn't passive waiting, it's active trust. It's saying, I trust that my system knows what it's doing, even when I don't understand the timeline. Patience means giving yourself permission to heal at your own pace, not the pace that you think you should heal at or the pace someone else healed at. I like to remind myself I'm not behind. I'm not ahead. I'm exactly where I need to be in this moment. Practice two, self-compassion as your superpower. Self-compassion is not self-pity or self-indulgence. It's treating yourself with the same kindness that you'd show a beloved friend who was struggling. When you hit a setback, instead of saying, I should be over this by now, try saying, this is really hard and it makes sense that I'm struggling. What do I need right now to take care of myself? Self-compassion doesn't slow down healing. It speeds it up by removing the additional burden of self-criticism. Practice 3, celebrating micro victories. In a non-linear journey, the big victories might be far and few between, right? But those micro victories happen every single day, and they're just as important as those big ones. Maybe today you felt triggered, but you didn't react the way that you used to. That's a victory. Maybe you caught yourself in a negative self-talk and redirected it. That's a victory. Maybe you asked for help instead of isolating. Victory. Maybe you got out of bed on a day that it felt impossible. Victory. These aren't small things. This is evidence that you're changing, even when it doesn't feel dramatic. I keep a victory journal where I write down one small thing that I'm proud of myself for each day. Some days it can be just as simple as I had a difficult conversation with courage. Other days it's I took a shower when I really didn't want to. Both deserve to be celebrated. I want to challenge you to redefine what progress looks like in your healing journey. Progress isn't just feeling better. Sometimes progress is feeling your feelings instead of numbing them. Sometimes progress is setting a boundary even though it's uncomfortable. Sometimes progress is recognizing a pattern you've been stuck in for years. Progress isn't just moving forward. Sometimes progress is just knowing when to rest, which is something that I always have to remind myself to do because I'm constantly going and constantly doing. So sometimes progress is just asking for help when you need it. Sometimes progress is saying no to things that you used to feel obligatory to do. Progress isn't just individual healing. Sometimes progress is using your experience to help someone else. Sometimes progress is breaking generational patterns. Sometimes progress is simply being the living example that healing is indeed possible. The morning that I was crying in my kitchen, I thought that panic attack was evidence of my failure. Now I can see it was evidence of my progress. My system was finally safe enough to process something that I'd been carrying for years. Your setbacks might actually be breakthroughs in disguise. Your struggles might actually be your strength developing. Your maze might be leading you exactly where you need to go. One of the most profound shifts in my healing journey was changing my relationship with time. Instead of seeing time as something working against me, measuring how long I'd been stuck or how long it was taking to heal, I started seeing time as something that was working with me. Time isn't just duration, it's depth. The time you spend in your healing process isn't wasted time. It's time that is invested. You're not just killing time until you're healed. You're using time to develop qualities that will serve you for the rest of your life. Patience, resilience, self-compassion, wisdom, faith. These things aren't just nice to haves. They're your superpowers that you develop through the process of healing, not just the destination. I want you to consider this. What if your healing journey is taking exactly as long as it needs to take? What if the pace isn't too slow? What if it's perfect? What if your system, in its infinite wisdom, is giving you exactly the time that you need to develop into the person that you are meant to be? Have you ever thought about that? Before we close, I want to remind you of something crucial. Your maze is unique to you. Your path through healing will look different from everyone else's and not like everyone else's. And that's just not okay. That's how it's supposed to be, because everybody's different. The person whose trauma looks similar to yours might heal faster or slower than you. The person who seems to have it all together might be struggling with things that you can't even see. The person who's been in therapy longer might be working on different things than you are. Comparison in healing is not just unhelpful, it's actually very, very harmful. Your journey is sacred. Your timeline is sacred. Your process is sacred. Trust it, honor it, celebrate it. And remember that the goal isn't to get through the maze as quickly as possible. The goal is to navigate it with as much grace, self-compassion, and wisdom as you can. The goal is to become the kind of person who can walk through mazes in healing and in life with both confidence and courage. As we close today, I want to leave you with this. You are not behind. You are not broken. You're not taking too long. You are exactly where you need to be, learning exactly what you need to learn, developing the exactly strength and the wisdom that you need for your path. This maze of healing isn't a punishment, it's a classroom. Every dead end teaches you something. Every backtrack builds resilience. Every moment that you feel lost makes the moments of clarity more precious. Your non-linear healing journey isn't evidence that you're doing something wrong. It's evidence that you're doing something brave. It's evidence that you're not just surviving, you're transforming. Next week, we're going to talk about building your personal toolkit for transformation, how to find the specific strategies and practices that work for your unique healing journey. Because what works for one person might not work for another. That's how I developed calibrated resilience, because it's precise to each individual person. So until then, be patient with yourself and celebrate those small victories. I want you to trust your process and remember that every step in the maze is a step towards your strength. I want to thank you for walking through this maze with me today on Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong. And if this episode helped you reframe your healing journey, I want you to please subscribe, like, and share this with someone who might need to hear that their own nonlinear path is exactly right for them. You can find show notes, resources, and your free small victories tracker at www.calibratedresilience.com. And also remember that your healing journey is not a race. It's a pilgrimage. Until next time, I want you to keep honoring your process and moving from shadows to strength. See you on the next episode.
From the moment awakening to legacy, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.